And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Tony. How's it going?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. I see we got some letters about the planned Disney animated film that would finally feature a black princess.
That's right. Galen Flemons in Dallas, Texas, wrote in after hearing that topic on yesterday's Bloggers Roundtable. I think they should scrap the whole project. It seems to me that if they are going to try and market a product to the African American community, or use our community to market their products to everyone else, the least they can do is consult someone to help them navigate these cultural landmines. But I do commend Disney for trying.
DC Ben in Honolulu, Hawaii wrote in to say, mahalo, and that she thought we should have mentioned some Emmy nominations in our entertainment segment with Newsweek's Allison Samuels. She wrote, I'm very surprised that Allison did not mention that Raisin in the Sun got 3 nominations, 2 for Felicia Rashad and Audra McDonald, and 1 for Best Movie or Miniseries. Along with Chandra Wilson, Diane Carroll, and Vanessa Williams were also nominated. Why does she not mention this? While this was not a good year for black actors, it is very unique for the Emmys to nominate this number of African-American actresses.
Don Nichols in Wildwood, Missouri, wrote in about our coverage of the annual NAACP convention and an interview we did with Chairman Julian Bond. He wrote, "The problem with the NAACP is Julian Bond. Get rid of him and the group will move forward. You folks know this, so why not say so in your on-air discussions? Blacks always circle the wagon when it comes to criticizing another black. White people don't have that problem, thank goodness."
John Jay in Oakland, California, didn't like hearing a letter we read about a segment we did a few weeks ago on marriage. Here's a little of Farai reading Lanice Benerman's letter.
I've been told that I was cute for a dark girl, but they prefer red bones. They like longer hair, thinner thighs, and all sorts of superficial nonsense. I think a lot of brothers have taken on the European standards of beauty.
Your marriage segment, like all your stories and commentaries about relationships, are one-sided, always from a female perspective. I know a number of brothers who we never hear from, over 30, who have never been married, are ready but can't find a mate. There are plenty of sisters who flat out tell brothers that because of where they reside and what they drive, that they don't measure up. I don't know what fantasy she lives in, but all attraction is superficial, and face it, men are visual.
And finally, we got some love from Jacksonville, Florida. Drew Edwards wrote in to say, I recently heard the show and am very grateful and impressed with the host, Farai Chidea, who is a gifted and fair interviewer. Her professionalism and objectivity is appreciated. Thanks. And thank you for your letters. Please keep your comments coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That's our show for today. Thanks for tuning in. To listen to the show or subscribe to the podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, we continue our month-long jazz series with a look at how women have contributed to the music.